Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Friday, I chastised Lansing City government for doing too little to manage its unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. Sadly, just about every state government and major city government nationwide is also failing to cut these trillions of dollars of liabilities. There are still a lot of people that don't even understand these unfunded pensions and retiree health care benefits, and the politicians are too scared to reveal the extent of their fiscal mismanagement over the past several decades. So let me make this clear. These unfunded liabilities represent promises of future payments, but the liability to make good on these promises occurred when government employees worked in the past. In one sense, it's like taking out a mortgage when you buy a house. You get the benefit of living in the home now, but you have made a promise to pay for the value of the property over future time periods. However, there is also a major difference. Governments derive the benefits of services rendered by employees only in the year in which the services are performed. Yet governments have made promises of future payments for the value of these services performed in the past. When the city of Detroit entered bankruptcy 9 years ago, an analysis of unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care found that a sizable percentage was owed to people already retired. The active City of Detroit employees at the time who were earning these post-retirement benefits, on average, would start collecting their benefits in 10 to 12 years in the future. What that means is that almost all of the current unfunded liabilities are owed to already retired government employees or those who will retire within the next decade or so. Yet governments often push to pay off these past liabilities over the next several decades. Unfortunately, the longer you take to fully fund your existing liabilities, the greater the interest cost to finance them. That is why aggressive efforts to pay off unfunded liabilities for government employee pensions and retiree health care benefits is so important. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.